Yeah, don't get us wrong. There's still going to be plenty of randomness to the show.
Of course. That's the name of the show. The other name is Off Topic.
But this is football.
His name was Jeremy. He was on WordPress with a passion for youth sports and some free time on his hands. That SB Nation, they came a-calling. Despite trying to perfect his art, he knew something wasn't right. Then Chris came writing on and started poking fun. They decided to start a podcast, and who could ask for more at the Mountain? Mountain West Connection. Just be sure you don't ever skip this section here at the Mountain. Mountain West Connection. Recaps and previews, such stats, and just random at the Mountain.
Welcome back to the latest Mountain West Connection podcast. Check out all of our work at mwcconnection.com, MWC Connection on Twitter, Mountain West Connection on Facebook. Basically, we're everywhere, trying to get everybody to view our stuff. And also, we are distributing what I believe is possibly the best Mountain West comprehensive coverage around the league. And this show, it's just Jeremy going solo here. This is a special show, and not special because Chris is not here to crack jokes or provide excellent commentary and insights. But it's because we have an interview here with CBS Sports' Aaron Taylor, who is part of the broadcast crew on Saturday night game versus Utah State, Fresno State. You may have heard of it, Mountain West title game on CBS there at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. out here on the West Coast. And we have Taylor in to just give us some insight on the game. He's covered Mountain West quite a bit all the year. He was at the Utah State BYU game when Chucky Keaton got injured. He's been covering the league for a little bit, at least for a while now. So he knows what he's talking about. So we have him on to discuss the game. That's all. We got one game. That's all we got. And this is our prelude show. We will have our roundtable show later on our next episode, which will probably come out a few hours after this one or the next day on Friday, depending when you can download and listen to the show, where we'll have a roundtable with our Utah State and Utah State Fresno State fans discussing, our writers actually, kind of discussing what the game will be about and their perspectives. And on that note, we now bring in our guest Aaron Taylor of CBS Sports. He is part of the broadcasting crew who will be calling the Utah State Fresno State Mountain West title game on Saturday night at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, which can be seen on CBS. So, Aaron, how are you doing so far as you're getting ready for this Mountain West title game this weekend?
Well, Jeremy, they're going pretty good, bro. Back in California and enjoying being home and out of the cold weather, the East Coast. But more importantly, I'm hoping that championship weekend brings us as good a football as we saw last weekend. Those are just some amazing finishes. And I'll go on record again and say, man, college football is the greatest in sport ever invented.
I completely agree with you, 1,000% that college football is the greatest sport ever invented. And yeah, let's hope that championship week does give us a good follow-up or even come close to what happened during last week in rivalry week with what happened to Auburn, Alabama, San Jose State, Fresno State, and the upset gave us a great, great game, a lot of points. And also, you mentioned you're away from the cold. You are lucky that Utah State's not hosting this game. I'm hanging out here in Salt Lake right now, and it's about 10 to 20 degrees, and Logan's probably 10 to 20 degrees below that. So it's just safe to say you're probably a little bit warmer being in California for this title game.
Yeah, there's a reason, buddy. I went to Notre Dame for 4 years and then got drafted to Green Bay. So I spent 8 straight winters there in the Midwest dealing with that weather. So it's no mistake that when I was a free agent, came out here in San Diego, I stayed put.
Yeah, I think you definitely did make the right choice by hanging out and residing there in San Diego. But let's jump into the game here. And San Jose State upset Fresno State last week. And so Fresno State, no longer BCS eligible. They got the one loss. They still have the conference title to go for, but how do you think they're going to handle this week's game where they do want the conference title? That is a goal, but there's no longer that big prize because it's pretty much Las Vegas Bowl or below now.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. It was kind of BCS or bust for them all season long, and I think that, you know, they had to be well aware of that. But talking with Coach DeRuiter, man, his mantra all year long, their number one goal is to win the Mountain West Conference Championship, and the BCS was kind of secondarily, you know, on their goal board, if you will. So I think they'll get a chance to prove if that's right. I would have to think that as a former player that they just had to be devastated. But coaches all the time talk about, you know, having a short-term memory, win or lose, enjoy it for 24 hours, and then kind of move on and get it done. He has something he calls FIDO, which is forget it and drive on, and that's kind of been their mantra all season long when things haven't gone as well. They had a couple close scares, but certainly no losses. So it's a young team, particularly on the defensive side of the ball, but I would have to think that them kind of having a letdown has been a concern for them. But the way that you address that is during the week and how you prepare. If they end up losing that game on Saturday, it won't be because they lost that game on Saturday. It's because they lost it during the week with the way that they prepared, and they let that last one affect them too much.
Before we get to the title game, what are your thoughts going back to last week when Fresno lost to San Jose State? Was it just Fresno not short of second half? They only had a couple possessions, which is something San Jose State was doing. What do you kind of think what it was? Exciting game the first half, but second half, Fresno State kind of just couldn't do much of what they had, scoring so few points.
Well, defense was optional last week. I mean, that certainly was the case. I mean, they, I don't know if they got off the bus or woke up from the hotel or whatever the deal was. And it's interesting, Jeremy. I've been a part of, you know, some high-scoring games, and you see it a lot more now with the nature of the direction that offenses are going. I think the SEC is starting to understand what the benefits of running hurry-up tempo and spreading people out and what that can do for you. The bottom line is when you get into high-scoring games a lot of times, the defense's sense of urgency kind of wanes a little bit because they know they can count on their offense scoring and scoring easily, so you don't necessarily have that sense of urgency. Now, with that said, what they did last week was uncharacteristic even for that group that had struggled for most of the year but played good enough. They've done a good job of applying pressure and getting after people all season long, but that just wasn't the case last weekend. They just gave up too many points, and I think their offense kind of joined them in the second half. They only had, I think, 8 or 11 points, but were really seriously kept in check on the offensive side of the ball in the second half. So it was a team effort and very uncharacteristic for them, but my guess is they got a chance to watch it and hear about it and will respond accordingly on Saturday.
This game on Saturday night will prove what's better. Is it a good defense or is it a great offense? Because Fresno State has that number one rated Mountain West offense and one of the best in the country. Same for Utah State on the other side of the ball. Their defense is so great. You got the Vigil brothers, you got Kyle Fracker, a couple NFL guys on that roster in the next year or two. But can Utah State cover the wide receivers? They have the best trio probably in the country anywhere around. Josh Harper, if he's healthy, Isaiah Burse. Everybody knows Devontae Adams, who seems to score 2 to 3 touchdowns every game. It'll be a great one to see if Utah State can put a dent in that Fresno State offense and make a stop.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. I think we're going to get a chance of seeing the Mountain West Conference Championship and the MAC Conference Championship and the Big Ten Conference Championship, whether or not defenses actually win championships, because in each of those three games, including the one we're going to have on Saturday on CBS, the reality is that, you know, you hit the nail on the head. Fresno's offense has been very, very hard to stop, and I think the team that probably did the best job of that this year was San Diego State, and they did it with getting pressure and getting after Derek Carr. Their offensive line is excellent. They've only given up 8 sacks all year, so it's not going to be easy to get to him, not only because their offensive line does a pretty good job, but because he gets rid of the dang football so quickly. The nature of that offense is predicated upon, you know, kind of short control passing, and then they hit you up over the top with some deep balls like we saw last week. So Utah State certainly is going to have their hands full. My personal belief is you got to be able to challenge the receivers on the outside, affect their release, change their angles, impede them. But you also have to pick your poison, because at some point you've got to be able to get after them and create some pressure. And if you do that, you don't want to leave yourself susceptible to getting beat over the top. So I think whether or not Josh Harper plays with that groin injury is going to be extremely important to both Fresno State and the way that they call their offense, and also for probably Utah State as well. He's a big factor in their offense, and without him, it's going to limit what the Bulldogs can do offensively.
Yeah, back to that Fresno State offense. It is, I think it's their receiving core that does make the team. Obviously, you have Derek Carr, who can sling the ball quickly, as you mentioned, with that good offensive line, holding anybody off, throwing the ball within a couple seconds. Kind of similar to what Peyton Manning does with the Broncos. You get rid of it so quickly, can't bring the pressure, but yeah, those three receivers, Adams, those trio, like, you'll, I assume you'll probably agree with me, one of the best around, not just the Mountain West, not just out in the West Coast, but everywhere in the country. And you heard Matt Wells' press conference or teleconference on Monday, he referred to those guys basically saying that the receivers have the ability to be the Harlem Globetrotters on grass.
Well, you got a former offensive line coach with a 3 yards, the cloud and dust, and it's a totally different offensive system. But you're right, man. The combination of those three guys and Adams and Harper in particular, I mean, they're as effective as Odell Beckham Jr. and Jarvis Landry. I had a chance to see them last week against Arkansas. Of course, ODB, you know, had some struggles and went down and left that game for a little bit. But you want to talk about the best 1-2 punch of receiving corps in the country. I think Fresno State, when you throw in Isaiah Burst into that mix, is probably as deep as anybody, if not the deepest in the country.
All right, let's switch to the Utah State offense a little bit. They lost Striking Keaton a few months ago now, back when they played BYU and they had that torn ACL. I was at that game watching it live. You were there calling the game. It was a pretty bad way to see a dark horse Heisman candidate, pretty electrifying player, go out like that early in the season. But Utah State rebound. They brought in the freshman Daryl Gerritsen after kind of splitting time against the Boise State game, which they also lost. But he's proven himself to do just fine. Not the same player as Keaton, but they've rolled off 5 straight wins. They're in the Mountain West title game. And I just kind of think it's a different offense, but he's still doing just enough, or doing more than just enough, to help them get some wins.
Well, it's been interesting. I think the thing that's most noticeable is the play of their quarterback. I mean, Daryl Gerritsen is a true freshman. To come in and do what he's done has been pretty amazing. He threw some bad balls in those games that we talked about early on. Not easy to come in off the bench, but to his credit, you know, he took some of the mental reps. You know, you hear coaches all the time talk about, hey, you're not going to get in there physically. You have to take mental reps. Well, a lot of times that's chalk talk, man, and just kind of rah-rah speech, but Gerritsen really has taken that to heart. And I think one of the things that's been really impressive with him is kind of the way he just shakes stuff off. When he makes a mistake, he doesn't let one mistake become two, and that's rare for a young player. And, you know, we have to keep in mind they recruited that young man to be able to come in and play this style of offense, so it's not like they're, you know, he's a fish out of water from that standpoint. But I think something else that's really helped him is Joey DeMartino and the way that he's been able to come in and play. Joe Hill was a player that kind of had some home run speed and was a game breaker, but when he went down, I think a lot of the questions also were, you know, how he was going to be able to play and fit in that position. But this offense has been devastated with injuries, whether it was Joe Hill or T. Alavea at the tight end position, you know, the Wimpy brothers. Kyle went down with that patella tendon. I mean, it just at critical positions in this offense, they've, you know, kind of been beat up a little bit, but they've taken that next man up sort of mentality. And I really think, to the credit of Coach Wells and his coaching staff, has done an absolutely amazing job with getting guys ready to play. And where it started out at the beginning of the year, the strength, without question, is probably at the quarterback position, Chucky Keaton. But the defense has taken over. Everybody stepped up, and that next man win philosophy has been great. And I think probably the third phase gets overlooked, but they've been excellent on special teams as well.
We've already discussed the Fresno State offense up against the Utah State defense, which is obviously and clearly the top matchup and most things worth discussing in this game. Let's kind of flip it around. There's a Utah State offense going up against that Fresno defense. Not the sexy matchup everybody's been discussing all week, but that could be the matchup, whichever one of those units does better. And I kind of think that could be true, and whatever one of those units or sides of the ball does play better could be the victor on Saturday night.
It's simple. I think Fresno State, they've got to be able to get some stops and get themselves off on third down. That's what defenses are designed to do. If I were Utah State, and I don't know if this is what their attack's going to be, I'd try and play keep away. I mean, the bottom line is their best defense may be their offense. You know, Fresno State likes to run that up-tempo speed. A lot of that is dedicated and predicated rather upon rhythm. If they can play keep away and keep Derek Carr off the field, that's going to be important. So I think Utah State's ability to be able to run the football and Joey DeMartino is going to be pivotal, but I also don't think you can string a bunch of, you know, 10 and 12 play drives together. I think Utah State's going to have to take some shots up top and extend the field vertically offensively so that they can get them, because when you look at the offenses and the way that they compare, if Utah State gets down 14, 17 points, I just don't know if they have the firepower to be able to catch up with Fresno State. So I think it's going to be important for their defense to limit those big plays as well. And if you're going to give up points to Fresno State, which everybody does, and that'll happen on Saturday, at least make them be points where they have to earn it and don't give them up any cheap ones like we saw last weekend.
with Fresno State coming off that loss against San Jose State, what is your thoughts on this game for how they'll respond? Because Coach DeRuiter in his teleconference earlier in the week kind of said that everybody high spirits on Monday, ready to go, another game upcoming. What do you kind of see how this game would turn out? It's because the way they played last week, they're not really playing for as much as they thought they were a couple weeks ago.
Well, it's interesting, man. The thing I'm really interested to see, and I have all the respect in the world for Tim DeRuiter, is how well his team's going to respond. That was a devastating loss, and particularly in the fashion that they lost it. I'm really interested to see how they respond. Now, my expectation is that they're going to respond like the personality of their head coach, and that's with grizzle, and that's with fire, and that's with some determination coming out to play. But this is a big stage. I'm really excited to be able to get a chance to see Derek Carr with my own eyes once again. I think he's a first-round talent. I think he does a lot of things incredibly well, and I want to see how he plays against the defense at Utah State that is as impressive as I've seen relatively on film this year as anybody. The way that they play fundamentally sound, they stay in their run fits and their lane integrity, their gap integrity in the run game, the way the linebackers, Dowdy and Vigil, scrape down the line of scrimmage and read their keys and just stay home, the way that they fly to the football, that's really the heavyweight matchups. Fresno State's offense against that defense, it's, kind of the unstoppable force against the immovable object, and I think that it's going to be pretty entertaining on Saturday.
Okay, I got one last question for you here, not really about the title game, but what is your thoughts or perception of Derek Carr? You've seen him play a lot this year. He's putting up amazing numbers, has a great offensive unit, and they're, as receivers we've discussed through already today. But what are your thoughts on him at worst getting a Heisman invite? I don't think he'll win it, but at least an invite with the stats he's putting up, it's pretty out of this world.
Yeah, he has been playing out of this world, man. When you look at what he's done for his career with active players, he's got a 5-1 touchdown-to-interception ratio. I mean, the guy just simply doesn't make mistakes. He's thrown for over 100 touchdowns in his career. This year, he's been out of his mind. I think, unfortunately, with the West Coast bias and those sort of things, he doesn't get the love that maybe he deserves. Certainly, he's been impressive, and you look at the receivers and the production that they've had around him. The guy's just been amazing. If I had a vote, I certainly would send him to New York. Whether or not he's been the most outstanding college football player this year, I think is arguable and debatable, but I don't know if there are more than four others in the country that have played better than he has on a consistent week-in and week-out basis. At this point, I think it's Jameis Winston's to lose. He's been absolutely amazing on big stages and big moments, and those are the things that voters look for. But I've been equally as impressed with Derek Carr and his production. And as a former offensive lineman, man, he's the type of cat that I would have loved and been very proud to block for. I've been happy for him and his family and the career that he's had, and it's going to be fun watching him play on Saturday night.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on the Heisman Trophy being Jameis Winston's to lose. Perhaps if Derek Carr had that extra game versus Colorado back, another 4-6 touchdowns, 300 to 400 yards, he might be considered more of a finalist than he already is. And that kind of wraps up what we want to ask you about today on our show about the Mountain West title game. I want to thank you very much, Aaron Taylor, for joining us this afternoon. Once again, Taylor is part of the CBS crew calling the Mountain West title game. Fresno State hosting Utah State, 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. And thanks a lot, man, and have a great call on Saturday night.
Appreciate it, Jeremy. Keep up the good work, man. Enjoy your stuff.
And as I just mentioned moments ago, that was Aaron Taylor of CBS joining us on our Mountain West Connection show here to discuss the Mountain West title game. And it was great to have him on. I'm glad I was able to get that set up. And great to have him on to give us some insight on the Mountain West title game. He's at a lot of Mountain West games, calling them a lot this year for CBS, mainly for the CBS Sports Network, a little bit of regular or good old CBS over the air. And like you said, the Saturday night should be a great game. We'll kind of see how Fresno State responds since they did lose to San Jose State. But as we kind of mentioned during the interview there, DeRuiter said that player spirits are high on Monday and we're playing just as well. They might be playing loose, but who knows? Again, nothing. There's no pressure on them because if they don't win, yeah, there's no BCS game, but there's also no pressure that they have to win. They have to win to represent the league to get that high paycheck, $20 million or so, go to the Fiesta or Sugar Bowl. Now they're just, not saying they're just playing for a conference title, but the pressure may not be there. Whereas Utah State, they've been winning, winning, winning. Coach Matt Wells said they always look to the standings on Sunday and Monday morning. Always play the, we've got to be 1-0, same as Fresno State says. But they check the standings each week, knew where they stood. And they're here in the title game, and it should be a great, great, great game going on Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. You got the number one rated offense in Fresno State going up against that number one rated defense in Utah State. Best Fresno team all year. And it's been a great game, and I hope everybody enjoyed the show. And like I said, we will have our longer preview with some of our own Fresno and Utah State guys on later after this show is posted. So make sure to check out as well. And check out MWCConnection.com for all your latest Mountain West related news and coaching stuff, because we have plenty of coaching news going on as well.